For myself, the arts are a thing that I am not very familiar with. So for me, this was an educational experience. Having spent the day with you and learning about something that I know very little about was very inspiring. So maybe a good starting point would also be, as we're talking about those lessons learned, why would anybody spend that time learning about the arts? Where does that fit into a young person's learning plan, as we've spoken about, we're now creating with the Building Wealth curriculum, especially for those young people out there like myself who know nothing about arts? Why does it deserve a place in there? And I've got an answer for myself after today, but maybe you, from your standpoint, would allude to that. Why does it deserve a place in there, and how do you start?
Well, I would have two answers. One is a little bit more serious one, and the other one maybe a more facetious one. So I'll give you both.
Sure.
And you can choose.
By all means.
The more serious one is that there's a reason why I called the website that I write, where I write about art, primarily about art, I called it Food for the Soul, meaning something that feeds something immaterial in us. Mm-hmm. And as I say in the introduction to this website, is that once we have satisfied the basic need, which is drink, or water, and food, and a shelter, meaning the basic needs of a human being. Right after that, if you look at the paintings in the caves, is art. And why is it there? Because the humans need, they are kind of hardwired to have something other. We can call it spiritual, you can call it religious, you can call it artistic, but the human being has some other needs than just the basic ones of satisfying the body. Whatever you're going to call it, in intellect or soul or
an expression.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both to express, meaning, you know, to paint on the walls of the cave and to look at it or to experience it somehow, because it relates to our emotions.
And arguably storytelling, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Storytelling or music or art are these things that satisfy something in all humans in some way or form. So in the 21st century, where we have access to museums and education and, you know, so-called culture, if you like, whatever it means, it very often is expressed in liking art. If you're talking about the preserving or creating wealth, as a person who is much older than you are, I have observed it many times. Once people have achieved a certain standard of wealth, and especially if they came to that standard from fairly humble beginnings, you know, someone who invented something or, you know, whichever way came to wealth, but came to wealth, was not born to it, but created that wealth, right?
Yes.
And at some point, once he has this wealth, then his lifestyle changes. You know, he has the yacht or he's taking private planes, but one of the components of a life of a very affluent person is being in contact with art, which is because they get to meet famous, you know, celebrities, let's say, famous people, celebrities, or because they travel and then they are invited to a film set or to go to a museum, or they go to very expensive homes which have major art on the walls.
So it's a thing of prestige. In that case.
Correct. It comes together with a private plane, the yacht, and everything else. And if that person has never been exposed to art, then they feel very uncomfortable, because you can buy yourself a nice suit, but if you absolutely never heard of Picasso and Matisse and Van Gogh and whatever it is, then you feel awkward.
Yes.
So for people who are interested in becoming someone who is going to be successful and affluent 20, 30, 40 years down the line, it's good to learn something about art, because sooner or later in their future lives, they will need it as much as they will need that private plane and that mansion and a trophy wife and beautiful clothes. It comes together as a package. I have spent enough time with this kind of people to know that this is something that is, if you don't have it, you have to acquire it very quickly, and it's difficult.
Yeah.
So that's my facetious answer, because of course you can live without it and be a boor, but it's difficult to live.
I agree.